This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we're talking about a hypothetical situation where somebody may have left their bank card somewhere, and then that person then had to trace it and figure out what was happening, and that efficiency of the bank blocking that. Blocking that card prevented them from doing other things on that day. Mm. You know, effectiveness, but efficiency and ineffectiveness. Mm. Yeah, that's where we are.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so we're moving on to our final story of the day, coming from Frida. Mm. Five lessons most people learn way too late in life.
Okay, and you know, this may be something new for some or just a good reminder as well as we start the week. So this was a question that originally came out on Quora and it was answered by Alyssa Satara from the Refugee Academy. So the first one is perception is reality. It's true the way you interpret and understand the world directly affects your beliefs and the way you live your life. I think a very simple example is, do we say, thank God it's Friday, oh God it's Monday? You know, that kind of thing, right? Where do we start believing that Monday is terrible? Because everyone says so, you know, and then you start believing. I know, so that's something that I just don't subscribe to. I actually love Mondays. I look forward to the weekends. I do, you know, to do my own thing. But I also look forward to Mondays and starting the week.
New week, fresh start kind of thing.
You know, so that's one. The other thing is everything is temporary. And sometimes it's very difficult when you're in that situation. But know that good times are temporary and so are bad times. So when you're up, enjoy it, bask in it and be grateful for it. And when you're down, know you will get through it. Know that it's not the end and that it's just a rough patch. And that's life, right? Full of twists and turns, ups and downs and surprises. There's a lesson in everything. So recognizing the full worth of your hardships and your blunders is the key to appreciating the journey. Again, everything is temporary, so make the most out of all of it. The third one is the importance of being present. Now, if you're depressed, you are living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you're at peace, you're living in the present. Lao Tzu. Mm. Okay? And again, you know, it's so true. Right? Living in the past is unproductive. There are definitely benefits in being able to reflect on yourself and on your past, but paying attention to what you've been through and how that makes you feel matters. It takes a lot of emotional energy to grieve, process, and overcome. The balance of being able to take time to reflect and to prioritize your future while spending the majority of your day in the present is beyond valuable. It's life-changing.
You know what? I used to have that quote on my wall when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Lao Tzu
one.
Oh. Maybe I should dig that out, I think.
Yeah, I got confused with that one and the one that happens in Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda, I think who's the seafood? The turtle? The turtle goes the past is...
Wukui.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The past is a mystery. The past is history. The future is a mystery. But something is the present. That's why it's called a gift.
No.
But the present, no.
But current, the present is a gift.
But the current moment is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Yeah, see, I butchered that.
You did, yeah. Do you want to start completely. Again and see if we can get
it? No, it's fine. The moment's gone.
Yeah, right. Okay, four, do what you love, love what you do. Sounds simple, but, you know, if you're unhappy in your career, then unhappiness will seep into other aspects of your life. And while nothing is perfect, it's important to work on yourself and position yourself to reach the goals and satisfactions you desire. Most importantly, invest in yourself. So you can't, you know, don't just look at it from a career perspective, I guess. This, because it applies to your non-work life. So what habits and hobbies do you want to stop or start? Which ones do you want to develop? It's important to be conscious of the type of people and activities you surround yourself with. So information is like nutrients to your brain. You're the only person who can get in the way of living every day doing what you love. Mm. Right? So, work cannot be all-encompassing to your life. And lastly, being happy takes work. The happiest people tend to be the ones who work the most in themselves. Being happy takes a lot of work. It's just as much work, if not more, to be unhappy. So choose to be happy. And although sometimes it's hard, but you have to pull yourself up and push yourself forward. And your lifetime is a series of developments and personal growth. There you go.
Pull your socks up is what we would say back home. Mm.
Pull your socks up.
Pull your socks up. Put your chin up. Move forward. Yeah. Very English kind of way of looking at things. Stiff upper lip and move forward. Yeah, it's easier said than done, though, right? You know, this whole subscribe to happy thoughts. Do you remember Linford Christie? Do you know who Linford Christie is?
Yeah,
No. He was a British Olympian sprinter.
Yep.
And his whole thing was about positive mental attitude. And he was doing a whole bunch of speeches for kids, in fact. Mm. And his whole philosophy was, if you want to be like Linford, think like Linford. and I'm happy. And the kids are all like, wow. Simple as that. You know, simple as that.
Yeah.
You get into those kids' minds at that age.
Yeah.
Just be happy. You know.
Yeah. Also, I love the one where they say perception is reality. Yeah. You know, I mean, it makes sense because a lot of people go like, you know, be realistic or, you know, have a reality check and stuff. But you see some people who are like, who are cheerful and sort of like, you know, quippy all the time. And you're going like, you know, why, what are you so happy about? Economy is down and, you know, the markets, blah, blah, this and that. And he's like, you know, who cares? You know, he's happy about little tiny things or, you know, making it to work on time or leaving work early or whatever it is. It's his perception. It's not, it might not be real.
Right.
Like he might be, you know, some people might call him delusional or, you know, living like in a false world or, you know, something's bound to crumble at some time, right? But he's just, you know, he or she is just living in that moment.
I'll give you an example, actually. Recently, my mum back home, the whole Brexit thing is happening, obviously. Mm-hmm. I need to be quick with this. And she was like, oh, I'm so down. I'm so worried. I'm so panicky about Brexit. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, are you buying a house? No. Do you run a business? No. You know, are you paying taxes on export goods? And, you know, is your business in Europe? And she's like, no. Then what are you worried about? It does not affect you directly.
Yeah.
You know, your groceries are still going to come in. Your electricity is still going to come in. You need to stop worrying about stuff that you don't need to worry about or can have any control over. Just let it go.
Yeah.
And she was just like... And that's all it took. Right. Is something as simple as that.
You know the comedian Bill Burr.
I do.
Yeah. So when Donald Trump got elected, like Conan O'Brien asked him, like, you know, what do you think? You know, Donald Trump's the president. A lot of people, you know, were fearful of this. You know, especially Democrats and stuff. And he's like, who cares? I mean, what's he doing for you? Is he making you a sandwich? Or like you know, you hardly see the guy. So you know, like who cares? Like what are you depressed about? Kind of thing. And I know it is more serious than that. Right. But what he's saying is like, you know, sometimes it's not as bad as you think it is.
Indeed.
And and even if it is, your perception helps.
Indeed. Right, we're going to have to wrap up, folks. If you miss any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It's available available very shortly via our app and, of course, on Spotify. We don't need to run through the what we covered because you can listen back to them on the app, but I will tell you we do have a Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Former US President Barack Obama's breakthrough presidential campaign in 2008 was notable for its extensive use of a logo and the famous Hope poster. The Breakfast Grill spoke to one of his former campaign strategists, Robert Fisk, to discuss his work and the inner workings of US political campaigning. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.